As a note to parents, today's story may not be suitable for younger children.
I don't want to fly. I'm too scared to ever go on a plane again. What if there's another terrorist attack?
I know you're worried, but remember, God is with you always, and He wants to help you feel better. This is Keys for Kids, and I'm Zach. Welcome! Today's story is meant to remind us that no matter what happens around us, we can always count on God for strength. I'm going to read that story in just a moment, but first, let's check out one of the most important Bible verses in the whole Old Testament. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to write it down and memorize it by heart. It's found in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Okay, so let's hear our story today. It's called Safe in Every Sky. And as a note to parents, today's story may not be suitable for younger children. Melissa's heart was pounding. She walked slowly down the jetway to the plane, clutching her mother's hand. "It'll be okay," Mom told her gently. "I know you're scared, but everything will be all right." Melissa looked up at Mom with her big round eyes, then snapped them back to the open door of the plane. Just a week ago, another bomb went off at an airport in another country, and Melissa had seen nothing but wrecked planes on the news since then. She shuddered as those images flashed back into her mind again. She definitely didn't want anything like that to happen to her mom and her. They finally crossed from the jetway to the plane, and the flight attendant greeted them with a warm smile as they began shuffling down the aisle. Mom pointed out their seats. "Row 27, seat F. That's you, Melissa. I'll be in the seat right in front of you." Melissa's stomach lurched. "But Mom, I want you right next to me. I can't ride the whole way by myself. What if I lose you?" "Don't worry, honey," Mom said as she slid into her row and pointed to the seat behind her. "I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here with you the whole way." Melissa climbed into her seat, buckled her belt, and stared out the window. Soon the plane rolled into position on the runway. The engines began to roar, and she felt the pressure of the plane building up. She thought about her mother's words and remembered a Bible verse she had learned in church. "The Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." She realized that even if flying on a plane seemed really scary to her, Jesus would be there to comfort her, just like Mom was with her on the plane. He would never leave her. Even if something horrible did happen and the plane crashed, He would still be with her and she'd go to heaven to be with Him there. She smiled as she sat back in her seat, feeling more comfortable. She spoke up so Mom could hear her. "Thanks for being here with me, Mom. I know that Jesus will be with both of us, too." So how about you? Do you often see scary things on the news? It's hard not to worry about the bad things that happen in the world, but remember that if you trust in Jesus, He'll always be with you to comfort you and carry you through every situation. No matter what happens, Jesus will never leave you. Your future is safe with Him. Our key verse, Deuteronomy 31:7, "Be strong and of good courage." And our key thought today, "God comforts His children." So did you like today's story? Let me ask you, what did you learn and how do you think you can use it in your life? I'd really like to know and hear from you. You can send me a message and tell me all about it on our website. Just ask for your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.org and click on Contact Us. That's where you can write and tell me about the things you've learned from Keys for Kids, and maybe you'll even get featured in our newsletter. That's keysforkids.org, then click Contact Us. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Don't forget to share Keys for Kids with a friend, and we'll see you guys back here tomorrow.